has done that. He has done that at great hours. And I've talked to practically all of them. All that I think would come out of it would be a story in the paper about the worrying and the mess and the difficulty and the whining. I've been out on the boat with Bill, and I've had him down to breakfast, and I have seen him and talked to him. And I've got Marcy. Marcy is a problem. Marcy's talking to everybody. He says that I talked to Russell, I guess, an hour yesterday. I can talk to you this morning. We're going to see them all tomorrow morning in great detail. The fact is, there's no easy way. What I would hope is that there wouldn't be these group meetings until we could, the leadership first, could know the program and see where the leaders are. Bill's never going to be much of a leader. He's going to find things that worry him and concern him. And his stuff he puts out of his meetings on the Dominican Republic hurt us down there. He's really worried about things in Vietnam. And I sit down with him, and he agrees with me when we get through. And I think he will in the morning when we get through. I think it would be premature. Doug Kidder doesn't know a damn thing, and he can tell him. I'm going to tell you everything that I know this afternoon, and then I'm going to ask for ideas, suggestions, and contributions. I'm taking the soft line of the deal. A good many McCabinet, a good many other people think that Kennedy called up the reserve in 61, he called them up in the Cuban Missile Crisis, and we ought to go all the way. That is a signal to them, and they'll misinterpret if they don't. I'm not doing that. I'm following more or less your memorandum, and I'm saying to them that I want Rusk and Goldberg and you and Clark Clifford and all the Abe Fortas, all the folks who really don't want to be in the land war there. Clark Clifford's daughter's husband's right out there flying those planes right tonight, and he may be killed tomorrow night. He knows that. I'm asking them to do all they can around the clock for us to just lock himself up with the greatest experts he can, the Kissingers, the Bolins, anybody that he can think of, the Kohlers, anyone that he can figure out, and try to find a way to get out, and McNamara try to find a way to stay in and low key without provoking people.
I'll tell you another thing I would like you to do.
I think that Bell has a responsibility as leader, just as you do. I wish that he and Rusk, I've asked Rusk to do this, and Rusk is ready to do it. George Ball says they don't have too good a wavelength there all the time, but I've asked George Ball and Rusk to be available every Tuesday morning, or any morning that Bell says. Bell and whoever he wants on that committee, any of them, go there regularly and keep right up with the constant surveillance of this thing, but kind of have a responsibility for it, not just a bellyache outside. And I wish he would. Just give anything if he'll assume a little of the responsibility for it. I'd like him to do it. Rusk is ready. Second, Rusk is ready for you any day that you want to meet with every one of your Democrats and answer any question they got, or any particular group you want. If you want eight of them or five of them, and he'll just come right in and do it. Now, he's been taking a pretty ugly mauling. It's not justified, and I think it's been hurt. And you can tell him this afternoon that. And I think, though, that we ought to try not to try this in the papers, if we can avoid it, because I don't see much good comes from it. Right, and tell him this. I'm seeing every one of them. When I get through this, what are we going to do? We're going to have Rusk up to see the foreign affairs and foreign relations and armed services and appropriations. We're going to ask you all to have joint sessions of foreign relations and armed services and the ranking men on appropriations. Come in and listen to them. I'm going to ask you for a lot of stuff. We're going to ask McNamara to take armed services, foreign relations, both House and Senate. Then we seriously considered just invite the whole group to come down to the East Room like we've had before, and just say, now, anybody want to ask any questions, ask them.